WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome people. Welcome back to Stoic Confidence. I'm your host, Avery Hart, and let me tell you, today we're diving into a topic that plagues almost everyone at some point. Procrastination. You know the feeling, right? That nagging voice telling you you should be doing X while you find yourself binge-watching cat videos or rearranging your sock drawer for the 10th time that week. Ever feel like you're stuck in an endless loop of to-dos and undone tasks? Well, friends, I'm here to tell you that procrastination doesn't have to rule your life. We can conquer it with some powerful Stoic strategies. Now, before we jump into the nitty-gritty, remember this. Stoicism isn't about being emotionless robots. It's about understanding our thoughts and feelings, accepting what we can't control, and focusing on what we can, like crushing those procrastination demons. So, buckle up, grab your favorite beverage, coffee for me, and get ready to unlock some serious inner power and calm as we tackle procrastination together the Stoic way. First up, let's identify the root cause of that pesky procrastination monster. Often, it stems from fear of failure, fear of success, even fear of actually starting something new. It can be paralyzing. Think about it. Are you avoiding a task because you're scared it might not turn out perfect? Or maybe you're afraid of the responsibility that comes with completing it. Understanding your fears is the first step to overcoming them. Next, let's talk about this incredible Stoic concept called virtue. Now, virtue isn't just about being a goody-two-shoes, though there's nothing wrong with that. It's about aligning your actions with what you believe is right and good. When we focus on living virtuously, being honest, courageous, disciplined, just to name a few, it gives us a sense of purpose and direction. And guess what? That makes tackling those dreaded tasks a whole lot easier. Think of it like this. When you're aligned with your values, procrastination feels less tempting because you know you're working towards something meaningful. Remember the Stoic idea of amor fati, love of fate? It's about accepting things as they are, even the difficult stuff. Now, I'm not saying to just sit back and let life happen to you. But when you embrace the fact that there will be challenges, ups and downs, successes and failures, it takes away some of the pressure. Procrastination often comes from an unwillingness to face the possibility of things not going perfectly. So, remember, it's okay to make mistakes, it's part of the process. By accepting this, we free ourselves to take action without being paralyzed by fear. Let me share a quick example. Imagine you have a big presentation coming up. Your mind is racing with thoughts like, what if I forget my words? Or what if everyone thinks I'm unprepared? Instead of letting those fears take over, practice some Stoic self-talk. Remind yourself that it's okay to feel nervous, it's normal. You've prepared well, you know your material, and even if things don't go exactly as planned, you can handle it. Focus on the things you can control. Your preparation, your delivery, and your mindset. And finally, remember this. Small steps lead to big changes. It's easy to get overwhelmed by a massive to-do list. Instead, break those tasks down into manageable chunks. Celebrate each small victory along the way. Think about it like climbing a mountain. You wouldn't expect to reach the summit in one giant leap, right? You take it one step at a time, enjoying the view and celebrating every milestone reached. So there you have it, 5 powerful Stoic strategies to conquer procrastination and unlock your inner confidence. Remember, embracing these principles isn't about being perfect, it's about progress, not perfection. And remember, friends, you are capable of amazing things. Go out there, take action, and crush those goals. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your biggest procrastination struggles in the comments below, or let me know how these Stoic strategies resonate with you. And don't forget to subscribe to Stoic Confidence for daily doses of inspiration and wisdom. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and keep conquering those inner demons.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.